Okay, so you're listening to 107.5 Switch Radio. I'm Sonny Gill, and I am in the studio here with a couple of guys from the charity Aquarius. Now, Kate and Lucas, I've got the names right, haven't I?
Yes.
Wow, that's a gold star for me. I usually get someone's name wrong. We touched before the break upon, you know, I'm just going to switch this video and record to root. This is going to be on our social media as well. Here we go. Oh. There you go, nature of live radio, or something always goes wrong. Right, Kate and Lucas, so I'm going to ask you about the type of people or the type of issues that people you help have had. We've touched on alcoholism. I guess that you must have come across issues like drug use and maybe criminal activity, Kate?
Yeah, so in terms of Evolve, that's our main aim, really, to support people that have found it difficult for reasons like that to get into the workplace. To provide them with an opportunity to kind of learn and to do an apprenticeship with us and to learn some kind of skills and knowledge of hospitality, really. And I think the kind of struggle's really difficult for young people in Birmingham. I think there's a lack of jobs, a lack of opportunities, especially for those that are kind of most marginalised in society. And we see a lot of things around accommodation for our young people. So housing is a real need, and people, you know, we've seen people exploited by landlords, been in really difficult situations with homelessness or kind of sleeping on sofas with friends and things like that. And so giving people an opportunity that, you know, where their confidence is really at its lowest, times are really difficult, an opportunity to kind of lift themselves out of that situation and to earn a fair wage and to, yeah, have some different opportunity in life.
Okay, and is it always jobs and careers, i.e. paid things, or are there... Is it voluntary things and just things to help them use their time more practically?
I guess so. I think for Evolve, there's lots of places in Birmingham that do kind of volunteering and access to volunteering for young people. And I think for us, it's about that paid opportunity, having dignity in work. It's a fair wage. It's not an apprenticeship rate of £4.50 or whatever people get away with paying. And so it is about having really that dignity in the workplace of, we want to pay people fairly for what they do, and we want the opportunity not to be something voluntary. We want it to be paid work that people can use as experience on their CV, get a reference from ourselves, and like I say, just keep pushing on to bigger and better things.
Yeah. So I guess initially getting involved in some activity and voluntary stuff can often lead to, you know, it helps the person prove themselves and gives them confidence and maybe helps lead to paid jobs.
And there's lots of opportunities within Aquarius, the kind of the bigger charity that we work for, to do that. And so we've got lots of people volunteering across our different services that we provide, and don't get me wrong, it's a crucial bit of the work that we do. We wouldn't be able to provide a lot of the services that we do without that voluntary support. But for evolving our kind of the business that we operate and the social enterprise part of it, it is about that paid opportunity and giving people a kind of step into the workplace.
Okay. Lucas, coming over to yourself, so you're helping other people now through the charity that helped you.
Yeah.
Can you kind of remember that period or that time where you realised that actually I've had help from these guys and I'm really coming out of it stronger now, and actually now I'm helping other people through this organisation? Can you remember that period in your life, or that was there a moment in time where it kind of clicked?
Yeah, it was probably about a year ago, because they'd like signed me off of the young people's service where they were helping me with alcohol dependency, and I was still kind of just going there and going to one of the groups that we have for young people called Grow. And I just kind of like noticed that there were a few people there that I had kind of just been helping with like peer support in a sense, just like throughout the weeks of me going there. And like as I was going there, I just realized like this, like me going through it and helping another person that struggles with what I'm going like through is like very important, and it's a big I'm kind of having sort of an impact on these people.
Yeah, from where you were to where you've reached, there's a massive contrast, isn't there? And
yeah.
I guess you want to see other people taking advantage of the service to improve their lives, and in turn that will improve other people's lives and improve society generally, won't it?
Yeah, definitely.
It's such a gift as well, you know, that kind of act of giving to somebody that is experiencing something similar to yourself, that actually for someone that's in a really dark place or a kind of low point in their life, for them to want to give in that situation is just something really incredible. And I think you gain from that as well, don't you, Lucas?
Yeah.
But also the person receiving that support gets someone that actually truly understands them. It's not a tick box exercise. It's something, you know, something real that's happening. So.
Absolutely. I think I truly believe that regardless of how much or how little you've got, you could be a millionaire, you could be someone on the street, but the pleasure that you get from giving, that can't be matched by taking. You know, you can gather materially as much as you want, but if you can help other people, it just kind of helps you sleep better at night, if you ask me.
Definitely. And yeah. I think for you know, for our volunteers, especially across Aquarius, it's something that is invaluable, and especially because a lot of them have experienced issues with substance use themselves. They feel that struggle and they feel what people are going through. And,
yeah. Okay, just before we play the next song, which happens to be Louis Tomlinson to us, which I quite like actually, one final request, if you like. So for listeners out there who may be having issues, signs of issues, major issues, whichever, what would be your message to them for them to come forward and actually seek help from organisations like yourselves, if they're in any doubt as to whether it can really help them?
Yeah,
either of you, sorry.
Well, personally, I'd say just reach out. There's no harm in doing so. From my experience, I was like quite scared to reach out because you don't really know what you're putting yourself into, and there is a lot of stigma around things like support around substance misuse. But once you've reached out, it does slowly start to get better. It will take time, but it is a progression, and it will get better 100%.
Brilliant. Okay. And I mean, even if that message reaches one person who it helps, it's well worthwhile what you guys are doing. We're going to come back to you after some music here on Switch Radio 107.5 FM. Now, God, you know, I feel like I've missed the memo today. I'm in the studio today. There are a couple of guys in before, and everyone's kind of wearing monochrome. And I've got my old man brown jumper on. But hey-ho. Now, we're going to carry on and ask you a few more questions. We've spoken about where your cafes are. Were you coffee shops or
yes,
cafes?
Coffee shops.
Coffee shops.
Upmarket, yeah.
Yes, of course. Baristas and all that sort of stuff, yeah. And your headquarters are based near one of the coffee shops?
Yes, our Aquarius office is on Bristol Road.
Okay.
Just, again, not too far from the Nature Centre.
Okay, and I guess anyone who wants to reach out to you guys, in terms of geographically, can drop into any one of those three places.
Yeah, and this week for Mental Health Awareness Week, we're going to have lots of flyers and leaflets for people to pick up on the tables in the coffee shop. So you don't have to speak to us about stuff that's going on, but you can just come in, grab a flat white and a leaflet and be on your way.
Yeah, definitely. If someone's got a leaflet sort of sitting in the kitchen for long enough, there's a chance that at some point they might think, okay, I'll dial this number.
Definitely.
Yeah, why not? Definitely. And in terms of contacting you guys, what ways are there to contact you? And
so for Evolve, we have a website, www.evolvebirmingham.co.uk, and you can get us at Evolve Brum on social media.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Aquarius generally is www.aquarius.org.uk.
Yeah, I think that's the right number of W's.
Yeah.
Okay, just a couple of final questions then, really. So, typical day for you. I guess they're all different, aren't they?
So in my role, I kind of oversee the project at Evolve, so that can involve anything from opening up one of the coffee shops in the morning,
right,
if needs be, and cooking some pastries, to kind of managing some of the staff and supporting the young people if there's kind of a particular crisis or event that's happened that week, then yeah, it can be a weird and wild mix, but we really enjoy it. It's great.
Okay, so how many people working for your organisation at the moment?
So within Evolve we have a team of 9.
Okay.
And Aquarius it's kind of 100 plus, 120 I think.
Okay, and the 9 in Evolve, do they all provide like one-on-one type support, or are there some
So we have a dedicated support worker for the Evolve project. So anyone that is employed with us on an apprenticeship or a placement will have access to one-to-one support. And I think that's been a really invaluable piece of an addition really to the team, because I guess what we were facing was a lot of issues that weren't necessarily work-related, but that needed that kind of bit of understanding as an employer and how we kind of respond to that and provide key ways of people coping with things like anxiety in the workplace and confidence building, money management, those kind of things. And I think that's been you probably might agree, Lucas, isn't it?
I think having this support worker has really helped. I know me, for starters, because like I struggle with quite severe anxiety. So,
okay.
In the mornings there are days like where I just don't want to come into work, and I could just call up and say that I'm ill and not come into work, but I go in and everyone that we work with is absolutely lovely, and we have regular like one-to-ones with Taylor, our support worker, and she just does whatever she can to make sure that we want to come into work and make sure that we're doing okay mentally.
Okay, and I'm going to put you on the spot slightly here. So from the support you've had with Evolve and Aquarius and the work you've been doing with them, is there a situation you can think of outside of that, a social situation maybe, or a family occasion or a friend's occasion, where you think, wow, that's really helped me get through this situation?
Actually, in the past year, unfortunately, my mom had breast cancer. She's come over it now, she's doing great, but through that it was quite a struggle, especially with her going through chemotherapy and having to look after her at home. It was quite hard to have to come into work, but in having the support I was able to kind of just get through everything and stay quite strong-minded and have as much support as I needed around me.
Well, that's pretty amazing. I mean, it shows that the work you guys do doesn't just touch the people that you directly deal with, but you know, it's like a pyramid effect. It kind of goes out to all the people who then they are involved with.
And I think, you know, for us, it's the work we do is about families, it's about communities, and one of the things that we're trying to do this year is once a quarter to put on like a three-course meal at Evolve for a vulnerable group. So whether it's the homeless communities in Birmingham, we kind of offer them some really good service and a three-course dinner, but extending that so it, like you say, it doesn't just affect us or the kind of amount of young people we're able to employ, but it goes beyond that and spreads into the wider community. And it's what we try to do with our products as well, to make sure that we're getting things that are ethically sourced, that are sustainable for the environment, we're not causing damage elsewhere just by providing employment for a relatively small number of people in Birmingham, but we try not to cause any damage elsewhere in what we do. So
yeah, it's really genuinely worthwhile stuff that you guys are doing, and it's something that I'll definitely take away with me. I'm sure it's definitely things that I'll talk to other people about, just to spread the message also, but you know, it's also very interesting what you do. So that's Evolve. In terms of Aquarius generally, which is a much bigger organisation, is mental health all they deal with as well? Is that their main thing?
So substance misuse predominantly, but also mental health and kind of related issues. And I think you guys are having some people from Aquarius later in the week come and talk a bit more about that. So.
Yes, actually that takes me on to the rest of the week. We have got other guests planned for the remainder of the week. So anyone listening, mental health, it's something that awareness of it is becoming more and more prevalent, which is good. It's we need to deal with this. And this week, this is Mental Health Awareness Week. So you may want to stay tuned in. May want to catch what shows you can. If you miss any, we're going to have some stuff on social media too, that Terry Ann, who is organising a lot of this and deserves a lot of the credit, she does so much of the work behind the scenes, is organising. I think she's getting a little bit flustered there. She's in the studio with us. So guys from Evolve, thank you very much for joining us today.
That's
Lucas and Kate from Evolve. They've told you how you can contact them if you need help, if you need to speak, if you really feel that, which feel at all really, that they could help you, or their charity or their type of work could help you. There'll be links on websites, etc. as well. So feel free to contact them or drop a line to one of our social media channels on Switch Radio. in terms of mental health issues and any help that you might need in this Mental Health Awareness Week that's running this week, and Switch Radio are supporting. We're going to carry on now with the music. This is Passport Home from JP Cooper on 107.5 Switch FM.